This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Invite you to join us on the radio here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
Of course, you can bring up anything that you want. We've talked about everything from Bitcoin to Equifax to migrating to New Hampshire if you are a liberty-loving person. So, of course, you can bring up anything. And again, our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Let's go to the phones. Actually, to Skype, our Skype username is lrn.fm, where Ricky is on the line in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Ricky.
That would be the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, Brother Ian. Good evening.
What's on your mind, Ricky?
Well, what's on my mind? I don't know if you caught wind of last night's phone call by any chance.
I did not. Darryl. I was not here.
Well, Daryl's right there. It's a shame he didn't. It's a pretty good one, so I can kind of talk about it, you know? Got a problem down here in the Commonwealth. I was down in the State House this Thursday. I called you guys that night. See, House Bill 1400, you know, the ultimate in evil. See, I made an observation.
What is it?
Well, it's evil. It's a universal, first of all, universal background check, but it's much worse than that. It's a Republican-sponsored bill. Jamie Santor, the pimple on the ass of the world from Delaware County. Now, the reality is, universal background check, number one, it was proposed the end of May. Daryl,
is this for guns?
Yes. Oh, it's been sitting in committee. It's never, according to Legiscan, it doesn't appear that it's ever had a committee hearing. There's not been any motions by the committee. So it's just been sitting in a committee since May. It's a horrible bill. Don't get me wrong, but there's not been any action other than put it in committee.
But I will tell you this, just the thought. Now, Daryl was on top of something. See, Senator Pat Toomey, the ultimate in the pile of crap. Okay, I got 5 years with this son of a bitch to deal with. He beat McGinty, just squeaked in. Now, Daryl was right on that. He knew the year. He knew about the bill, but I knew who it was because I'm from here. Senator from Pennsylvania, he co-sponsored that original horrible bill you were talking about, Daryl, you know?
Well, we don't know, but you're telling us, so okay. Why should we care?
Why should you care? Because the Republicans are the ones that are taking the guns away and trying to take the guns away. Reason why, I'm going to tell you. Not only is this evidence of it, but also on top of it, we got Section 21. See, they're talking about the Second Amendment, but they're trying
to. What is Section 21?
The citizens have a right to bear arms in defense of them.
I thought that's where it was going.
Sure. I didn't want to jump to a conclusion.
Yeah.
It's absolute.
Well, then I say you bear your arms, Ricky, and to hell with what the law says.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you this. Okay, here's the concern. Now, there's been a pattern history with the Republicans since 13. People just aren't seeing it. Now, I'm going to tell you this. These Republicans are not the Republicans that I would have been before the anti-federalists. These are the 1854 Republicans. These are the same ones who said Lincoln will not get reelection, and they did not back him to begin with.
Well, surprise, surprise, just because somebody puts themselves in a political party doesn't mean you actually know anything about them. I think it's important for people to look at each individual. If you're going to vote, if you're going to participate in the system, you should look at each individual candidate that you're thinking about voting for and then vote for that person or not based on, you know, what your values are. Thank you, Ricky, for the call. Because I think, you know, you are bringing up a decent point here, and that is that, you know, you can't judge a politician based on the party that they're in. And that includes libertarians.
Yes.
Because there's plenty of libertarians, so-called libertarians out there who are in no way, shape, or form in, you know, even a possessing an even basic understanding of what the ideas of liberty are. And liberty's not complicated. You know, we just believe in the non-aggression principle, which says, hey, don't hurt your neighbor. don't aggress against your peaceful neighbor.
Right.
And then you just apply that principle to every single issue, and you have the libertarian position on whatever the issue is. But no, there are people out there calling themselves libertarian, like one of our co-hosts on Thursday night, who has stirred up quite a bit of controversy here on Free Talk Live over the last few weeks by taking some very explicit anti-liberty positions. Now, I don't know if she's being for real or what, but
she said off the air last night.
She seems like she's for real.
I don't really know what I believe anymore.
Really? Wow,
she said lots of things that I just was like, there's no way. How can you call yourself a libertarian? You don't even understand what the message is. So I don't know.
Anyway, so just because somebody calls themselves a libertarian, look out. That doesn't necessarily mean anything.
Right. And, you know, a lot of that has to do with the way some of the outreach is done, to where 5 years ago, you had a presidential candidate. He was the same guy a year ago. But 5 years ago, his message was, be libertarian with me. Right. He didn't explain what it meant to be a libertarian. But
didn't he say, like, be libertarian with me this once or something like that?
Yeah.
Like, you just need to do it this one time?
If you agree with me on one thing, then be libertarian with me.
Didn't explain what that meant, though.
Correct.
Right. And this year, or this last 2016, that same candidate, Gary Johnson, and his co-candidate, Bill Weld, who is a former governor of Massachusetts, if you needed a reason to be against him, that's, you know, reason number one right there. I didn't even need to know what his positions were to know he was not going to be a libertarian.
Well, he looked at the platform 2 weeks before getting the nomination and said that he found some things he liked. I could look at almost any political party's platform and find something that I like. You know, it could be the proper use of punctuation. It could be, you know, the Green Party, very anti-war. I like that. I don't like, you know, a lot of the other stuff that they stand for.
I watched a lot of their media just because I wanted to see how they did, like when they were interviewed on CNN or whatever. I watched a lot of that. And while some of their answers were okay, most of them were pretty disappointing.
Yeah.
And the only time that Bill Weld, and I can't say I know for sure about Gary Johnson, but I suspect the answer is zero. But the only time Bill Weld mentioned the non-aggression principle was when I cornered him with a question about it at a campaign event that he had appeared at here in Keene at Central Square in downtown Keene. I brought a Daryl W. Perry sign with me, or maybe Vincent brought it, but somehow it ended up in my hands.
I remember this. This is funny.
Asking him a question about, you know, how he feels about the non-aggression principle, and that's when he claimed it was a bedrock principle of the libertarians. And that's a true statement.
Which I'm a little bit surprised he actually knew what it was.
Yeah, that he knew what it was.
Yeah.
you know, I couldn't really say much else to him because, okay, you seem to know what it is, and you're not saying you're against it, so that's good. But there really wasn't much good to say about that guy. I mean, he used his platform to pitch Hillary Clinton. He basically used whatever media that he could get to talk about how great Hillary was.
I mean, right. And the fact that there were some documentarians here interviewing me and Will Coley just a couple days ago, and Will made a really good point that they were basically independent candidates that had the libertarian ballot line.
Yeah. So anyway, there you go. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Let's see here. Chris, you had a story that you were going to share with us here tonight. And this, let's do the church story, because I think this kind of ties into
authorities in California ask church to stop feeding the homeless.
Where's the story from?
They're just asking. They're just asking.
No. It didn't sound like asking to me.
This is why the media is so bad.
The headline says ask.
Right. It's never an ask.
So this story is from CBS. CBS News.
Los Angeles, probably. Somewhere out there.
Yeah.
San Francisco.
Malibu, California.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, so a Malibu church has helped the homeless for years, has been asked to stop feeding people who are down on their luck. CBS Los Angeles spoke to the people at the United Methodist Church about the request.
Let those people who are down on their luck eat one another.
Yeah, right?
Just stop being poor.
Workers at the church say they are able to serve as many as 100 people. They've been serving meals on Wednesday since 2014.
Okay.
But now the food service will come to an end after Thanksgiving at the city's request.
That is not a request. This is the big problem with the media, is they love to use terms like ask or request whenever it has to do with the government.
Well, the police chief said we asked them to stop, and, well, they didn't get a quote from anybody else, so all they know is they were asked to stop.
Let's talk more about it coming up here in a moment, because whenever the cop says, I have to ask you to something or other, you can always ask them back, is that a request or is that an order?
They have to ask because they don't have a warrant.
I've actually had people say it's not an order.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try. Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Fireplaces and wood stoves are wonderful to have and provide low-cost heating, but they've got their drawbacks too. One of them is the increased likelihood that your home will burn. My primary advice is to use to never let fire into your home and make sure that you have an extinguisher on every floor and the garage and that everyone knows how to use it. But if you love your wood stove, don't want to give it up, make sure that you keep things away from it and have a professional clean it every year. The pro will make sure the chimney is properly functioning also. Make sure to dispose of your ashes outside, too. I got my Blink Home Security System delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Betsy's, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Just dial toll-free here at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight in the studio with you, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
Talking about a church that is shutting down its homeless feeding program. For the last few years. Daryl, you did some digging there during the break. You found a possible update on the story.
Yeah, but let's get through the original first.
Right, the original piece here from CBS out in California is saying that a church in Malibu has been asked by the government to stop serving the homeless. They claim it was a request, but normally when the government does something, it's not an ask or a request. Even if it's phrased as though it might be, there's usually the threat of violence that comes behind it, in that if you don't do what the government says, then they're going to send men with guns to stop you from continuing what you're doing or to force you to do the thing that you don't want to do. That's almost always the case.
I have to ask if I can search your car.
Now, in that case, it's an ask because, as Daryl was pointing out, if you know a thing or two about the police and what they can get away with, if they don't have a reason to search, they have to ask you. But the way they put that phrase is very intimidating. Police are trained to be intimidating.
Correct.
They will look you straight in the eye. They will have their hand on their gun. They'll, you know, speak very sternly, and they'll say it like, I'm going to have to ask you to search your car.
I'm going to have to ask you to step out of the car.
That's one, too, yeah.
I'm going to have to ask you to get back in the car. I'm going to have to ask you to put your hands behind your head.
Yeah, and at any point, you always can ask them questions to clarify, and it's helpful to do that because they are being purposefully obtuse about what they are saying here. So let's go on with the story.
It's a safe place, said Johnson, who was homeless, and everyone is welcome. And the food is really good. It's home cooked, and there's TLC involved. I believe that's tender loving care.
I believe so.
The church is very helpful, he added. They keep my spirits up. They keep me accountable. When you're homeless, it's very easy to slip off and become jaded. The church says the city sent an email asking members to attend a meeting on Monday where they were asked to stop feeding the homeless. Very succinctly, said Dawn, who works with United Methodist Church, they claimed we were increasing homelessness.
Yeah, so should I
read that again? They claimed we are increasing it. Homelessness.
Right, so the article that I have mentions that as well, and it gives the numbers of what the homeless population is.
Okay.
For Malibu, doesn't give 2017 numbers, but between 2013 and 2015, the number of homeless increased by almost 4% from 8,371 to 8,681. So in roughly a two-year period, 1 year prior to when the UMC started feeding the homeless, and 1 year after. So, well, you're feeding them, there's more of them, so therefore it's your fault.
Well, I mean, correlation isn't causation. However, I mean, you could make the argument that a place giving out free food could attract more stray cats, right? There is that possibility.
And that's what the city appears to be arguing here, and they're looking at it. Well, you started feeding people in 2014, and now there's 4% more than there were in 2013, so therefore it's your fault.
There's a certain amount of truth to, you know, socialism, making people less, giving them less incentive to work. But I think they've taken it a bit far on their, a bit far on this one. All right, let's continue. I think many of them eat out of dumpsters and trash cans when they aren't eating with us, said Gibbard, who also works with the United Methodist Church. We can't pretend like homelessness doesn't exist in our backyard. We can't pretend that it only exists outside Malibu. CBS Los Angeles reached out to Malibu's mayor for a comment. They have yet to hear back.
All right, Which is where you had the update.
That's where it's your turn.
Right. So a couple of the people that you had either given just a first or last name, Dawn Randall is one of the workers with Malibu UMC,
And Kay Gabbard is another person that works there. You had only given the name Dawn and the name Gabbard. Continuing down, in addition to the meals on Wednesday, the Malibu United Methodist Church also holds an annual Thanksgiving dinner for the less fortunate and has done so for the past two decades and is a partner with the Malibu Labor Exchange.
No more Thanksgiving dinner. No thanks shall be given. This is the city of Malibu.
I'm calling off Thanksgiving, guys.
Yeah. The Malibu Labor Exchange.
You can have Thanksgiving, just not with homeless people.
Oh, okay.
According to its website, the Malibu Labor Exchange believes that no community, city, or country can ignore the existence of poverty. The Labor Exchange has established a day labor hiring site to provide a humane and organized center where the poorest workers in the community have an opportunity to acquire day work that could lead to regular employment and a better future.
That's a good thing.
Now, for its part, the city of Malibu denies telling the church to stop providing the Wednesday meals following the in-person meeting.
Well, they claim they had an email and this meeting.
Yeah.
The city stated in a press release, quote, all parties agreed to gather more information and come back to continue the constructive dialogue after the Thanksgiving holiday.
Hmm.
So I don't know what was discussed in the meeting because I wasn't there, but the church people seem to think one thing happened and the city people seem to think that something completely different happened.
That's interesting.
This sounds like a PR stunt to resolve a negative outcry from the community.
Could be.
I've encountered this before with a totally unrelated type of situation with the FCC, and basically they tried to lock down routers and we got thousands and thousands of people. I led enough to get thousands and thousands of people to submit comments to an open comment period. And,
yep.
And then what did they do? They came back and said, we're not making people lock down, or companies lock down routers, which was...
I thought they did.
They did! That's the thing. They did. That is the effect of the rules. But because the rules don't specifically say you have to lock down routers, the only problem is the only way to comply with the rules is to lock down the router.
Okay.
This sounds like some weird Orwellian stuff to where the chocolate ration has increased to 15 grams per week when last week it was 20.
Mm-hmm. You can get 15 half grams, and now you have more chocolates. So, I don't know. Toll-free number here is 855-453, 855-450-3733. I guess 30 half grams, because then it would be 15.
Yes.
You'd have more pieces of chocolate in that particular case. So, outrageous. And it's so sad when you hear these church cases, because this isn't the first one. There was
luckily, here, nobody wound up getting arrested.
Not yet.
But
fined.
Remember, there was the, 93-year-old former preacher chef guy down in Fort Lauderdale that got arrested like three consecutive nights.
On the beach,
feeding homeless people.
Wow. And there was also Food Not Bombs in Orlando several years ago that did the same thing and was getting arrested en masse, where multiple Food Not Bombs activists were being carted away day after day from a city park for feeding the homeless.
Wow.
And it was just a crazy situation. I wonder what ever happened with all those cases.
I'm trying to pull up on the 90-something-year-old man.
All right, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
Of course, you can bring up anything that you want. Alan Greenspan on the attack against Bitcoin. They're just trotting out all the old bankers. Jamie Dimon from Chase.
Jamie Dimon's not that old.
No, he looks old. How old is he?
Maybe I'm thinking of somebody else. I thought he was only in like his 40s.
I think really he's probably old. In his late 50s, early 60s. But I bet Wikipedia could answer that question for us. And unless, I mean, 50s and 60s isn't old, old, but it's definitely not 40s.
I watch you, Ian. You're getting up there.
Yeah,
I'm getting close.
Apparently 61.
61.
I must be thinking of somebody completely different then.
I'm sure there's somebody in their 40s that doesn't like Bitcoin, whoever they are, in banking. Probably get paid by people like Jamie.
So we were talking about the town of Malibu or city of Malibu that is trying to shut down.
Well, allegedly.
Maybe, according to the church.
The church says the town's trying to shut them down. The town says they're not.
Town saying, that's not what we said at all.
We just want to have a dialogue.
It's kind of hard to believe they just make it up. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
But that got us to...
Well, this is why, hold on. This is why you got to record your interactions with these people.
Yeah.
Because they'll say one thing and then do another, or do one thing and then say another.
Right.
And unless you actually have them documented saying the things that they say, And then it's he said versus, you know, he said, she said. Who is it that's telling the truth
right.
in this circumstance?
You know, it could be one of these things to where they very strongly worded some questions that leads a reasonable person to believe that they're being told to do something.
Yep.
But then they could say, we never told you to do this. We just strongly worded all of these questions and, you know, said that here's some things that will happen if you don't, but we never told you to do it.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We've actually got Brent on the line. He's calling us.
There's an update on Arnold Abbott that I want to get to.
That's the guy who was the 90-something-year-old chef.
He was 90 years old when he got world famous. He's now 93.
All right. So we'll get to that. But Brent is on the line here on Skype. Brent, you're on Free Talk Live. Where are you calling from tonight?
Buffalo, New York.
Hi there, Brent. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello. I just wanted to kind of throw out there a concept that I've been thinking of as a way to explain to people how the government and laws are just concepts that don't really have the authority that people place in them.
Sure. What is it?
It's a simple example of if anyone has seen the movie The Matrix,
yes,
then they would be able to reference the little part in it, the most important part, really, which was when Neo, the main character, is talking to, he's going to see the Oracle,
mm-hmm.
and he talks to this character that's just called Spoon Boy. And there's a phrase that Spoon Boy says that explains to Neo, you're in a construct that's created in your head, and it's about what the character says. I don't have it in front of me now. But it's a very, very important concept that basically says, don't try to bend the spoon. It doesn't exist. Instead, realize the truth, which is that since the spoon doesn't exist, it's not bending. You are. Anyway, that's...
It's bending in your mind, or you can bend it in your mind. What you're referring to there is the idea that authority doesn't exist, this false
right.
concept that human beings who we're all supposed to be equal, human beings who we're supposed to be equal with, somehow are placed on a pedestal above the rest of us, in some cases literally,
yeah.
like with judges, for instance, above the rest of us, and we all buy into this. A lot of us buy into the idea that this person is imbued with something called authority. Well, where did that come from? Can you give
right.
somebody the power to control your life? I suppose you could if you consented to it, but we didn't.
I'll tell you where the judge's authority comes from.
Gun.
It comes from the cops and the bailiffs that will do what he says.
But it wouldn't work
right.
very well if people didn't go along with it. I'm sorry to interrupt you there, but it wouldn't work if people didn't buy the concept of authority in the first place, because then they would just
right.
see them as men with guns, right, who are using violence to enforce their way. Instead, when you talk to people who've been victimized by the state, a lot of them, like when I was in jail, for instance, some of those guys, even those who did not create a victim with their crimes, victimless criminals,
yep.
they still believed they'd done something wrong.
Right.
Because they had violated the law,
right.
and the law
well,
is the authority.
Why else am I in here if I didn't do something wrong?
Right. So, and you can see it in the way people behave in court. It's like you're in a church. It's very quiet. Nobody talks above a whisper when
they're
in
court. Well, because they get yelled at if they do.
No, they don't. No, they don't. Not if only if the judge is in the room. But I've been in plenty of courtrooms where not only when the judge was in the room, a Damos trial out in Manchester, we laughed out loud in the court. We had applause in the court. It was an incredibly different feeling as far as...
you've also been in courts to where somebody's talking at above a whisper and then a bailiff...
You'd
be quiet. Something
sure.
contempt.
No doubt
oh,
about
yeah.
that. And the ushers
yeah,
in the church are going to shush you too.
Hmm?
Go ahead.
I was in traffic court here recently, and one of the troopers, guys in uniform, somebody brought out a cell phone. See, in New York State, we're not allowed to have cell phones turned on at all.
Mm.
Some guy was looking at his cell phone. Uniform walks over, literally yells at the guy, "Turn that off now!" And,
yeah.
you know, everyone's all ashamed, and
now,
oh, my God, you know, he did something wrong.
The most disgusting thing... Most disgusting thing to me that I see in court is after the judge hands down a sentence to somebody, and then the person says, "Thank you, Your Honor."
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Thanks for
I just had somebody do that to a cop that gave him a ticket.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for your abuse.
What? Why are you thanking this guy that just told you you have to give us a bunch of money
because
now?
Because they've been
why
trained.
Why are you thanking the guy that says you go to jail yep. now?
Because mm-hmm. they've been trained to supplicate themselves and to, you know, bow down in front of this theory or this concept of authority. And so just to finish my thought on courtrooms, you're right, Daryl. Certainly certain bailiffs are more likely to do the things you're talking about. But that's in a situation where you're dealing with all these meek individuals who are, they know they need to be quiet, they know they need to be obedient, they don't want to get in any further trouble, and you can't blame somebody for being in that position. It's a scary thing to go into these courthouses. But as soon as you get the majority of the audience in a courthouse, everything changes.
Right.
Everything changes about how, I mean, as long as your people are willing to speak at their regular voices,
right.
then all of a sudden you've got a cacophony of voices in the courtroom in what is normally this very somber, silent occasion. People are cracking jokes. They're having a good time. And as I said, during a Damos trial and in other trials where we've had the majority of the people in the audience.
Or everybody.
We've had a tremendously fun time in court just messing with the bailiffs and, you know, whatever else has gone on. Or when Dick Marple went into court here in Concord, where he literally yelled at a judge.
That was interesting.
Back and forth. That was amazing. So it just depends on who's there and what their beliefs are about the court. Because if you've got 20 people who don't believe in authority and who think this is just a man in a robe with a bunch of men with guns, then things are different in that particular courtroom. And I've seen it so many times. And one of the more tangible aspects is where if you've got, let's say, a dozen people sitting in the front two rows of the court pews, and then let's say there's some average folks that are also in there interspersed about, and your dozen people stays seated when the judge comes in, look around you at the people you don't know and count how many of them also stay seated with you. So to some extent, the idea of we are independent, we're free, we're going to do what we want, we're going to act like this isn't, you know, anything but a thug who's got thugs, that catches. People will catch on to that. They may not understand why you're doing it,
right.
but they do it along with you.
There was a video that I saw. It was a psychological experiment where they had just a couple of people in the waiting room of like a doctor's office or something, and there was some noise that just every, you know, so many seconds sporadically would go off, and one person would stand up, the person that was in on it,
mm-hmm.
and sooner or later other people started standing up, and then after the Confederate left,
they kept doing it.
New people would come in and they just start standing up.
I gotta see this. This sounds hilarious. And by the way, Brent, thanks for the call. You should know another difference between New York and New Hampshire, you can bring a cell phone into a courtroom
yep.
in New Hampshire unless it's the federal courthouse. And you can use it as well. You just can't talk on it in the courtroom. Or coming up.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here and bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username tonight is lrn.fm. Of course, you can bring up whatever is on your mind. If you like Free Talk Live, you appreciate the work that we do here, spreading the ideas of liberty, peace, and cryptocurrency 7 nights a week. You want to help us out, please join the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. You get signed up there. You can do it for $5 a month with PayPal, credit card, Bitcoin. And at some point, we'll probably add Bitcoin Cash to that once it becomes a little more practical. So head on over to amp.freetalklive.com, because I've noticed no one's using Bitcoin to sign up for AMP these days. Maybe that's because Bitcoin is broken. Anyway, go check out amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there, and you can help us spread these ideas. You can help us get on more radio stations around the country, bring new internet listeners on board, and you'll get perks like access to the AMP-only Facebook group. You can also get the AMP badge for the Free Talk Live forum. So the forum is open to anybody. We invited people there earlier tonight to do a free Bitcoin Cash giveaway, which is still on, by the way, so it's not too late. If you're listening to this on podcast, Roger Veer earlier said he'd give some Bitcoin Cash, and I'm matching him on this, to the first 100 people who responded. So I think we're only up to like 10 as of the end of the show here tonight. So you can go to forum.freetalklive.com. If you're an amplifier, all you have to do is let me know that you've signed up for a forum account. So send me a private message on the forum or shoot me an email at ian@freetalklive.com. Let me know that you've got a forum account, what, you know, the account name is, if you're emailing me, so I know which one to go look up. And then I will add the AMP badge. So everybody that sees your forum account posting, whenever you post, you'll have a little Free Talk Live logo there that nobody else has except for other amplifiers. So that's one of the other perks that you get access to, in addition to the AMP-only podcast, the AMP-only call-in line, and more, all for $5 a month. It's a big help to us. We really appreciate it. Please go to amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. Sarah is in Albuquerque, New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Chris, and Daryl.
Yes, I finally bought the GlycoNutrition, a bottle of it, and I have been taking it for the last 4 days.
I don't know what this is.
It's probably that thing that she's called in about where her friend asked her to go to some...
Oh, is this a network marketing thing?
Yeah. Probably.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So you're taking some sort of network marketing product. Okay. Got it.
Well, it's actually what it is the sugar from the vine ripened fruit and vegetable.
So it's a sugar pill. Okay.
Well, it's a very special pill. I mean, they're very special.
It's a very special placebo.
Wow. So wait, they're telling you, they're literally telling you that you're taking a sugar pill?
Well, it's only found in vine ripened fruit and vegetables that are missing from our diet.
Okay, so you can also eat some fruit and get the same sugar, is what you're saying, right?
Well, you know something, I have no backyard, and I have no garden space, so I'm not going...
You also don't have a grocery store, apparently.
Well, they picked the tomatoes green 2 weeks before, and it turns into this pink stuff that I can't eat.
How much does this pill cost that you're taking, and how many pills per day do they want you to take?
It's a powder.
Powder, okay.
They recommend 2 per day, but I have been taking three per day because I want to feel the effect. And
now, is this a powder that you've got to, like, put into a drink?
You can have it either way, whatever you like, but I
Well, wait, is it a pill form? You can snort the powder, which probably doesn't really do what it's supposed to do.
But this is why I just want to know how you dose with these sugar pills that you're taking. So is it in a gel cap form, or is it in a scoopable powder?
Well, it's a capsule powder. That's what I'm taking. But you could also
You can have loose. Okay. So you're taking the gel caps. So you're taking capsules. You're swallowing them and chasing it with water, right?
With water, yes.
And how much for a bottle of these pills?
$36 for 28 of them.
That's actually a little on the cheaper side for network marketing products. I'm actually kind of surprised that it's so so cheap in that particular case. So now, did you sign up as a distributor, Sarah? Are you going to join the opportunity?
Well, you know something. I'm just happy just buying a bottle or two per month because I just wanted to see what it would do. But you know something?
How long have you been taking it?
I've been taking it for about 4 days.
And have you noticed any effects?
Well, the thing is, I took one capsule with one cup of water, and an hour and a half later, I got a bunch of energy after the first one.
Wow. Now, is there any caffeine?
Sugar rush.
Is there any caffeine in these pills?
No, there's no caffeine.
No. Okay. Because frequently there's caffeine in these.
So will these pills prevent you from being run over by cars?
She runs faster.
Well,
maybe so.
I have been getting more energy, and I have been feeling better my mood. That's why I want to take 3 instead of 2. Because I want to feel...
Is that recommended?
Well, you know what? This is not toxic. It's all natural.
I see.
So the more you take, the faster your
Hold on. Water is also non-toxic, drink enough of it, it has negative effects. Vitamin C is non-toxic, but if you drink enough or you consume enough of it, you're just going to be peeing a lot.
So your friend got you to sign up for, was it an auto ship program where you're going to get a certain number of these jars or capsules every month, every couple months, that kind of thing?
No, I just buy a bottle from her.
Okay.
I'm not going to sign up.
Not going to sign up. Okay.
Probably a smart decision.
Yeah. Got it. Well, I mean, that's not to say that network marketing products are bad. I mean, they're not necessarily bad products. Some of them can do the things they say they're going to do. Others are complete bunk. I don't know what this particular product is, and I really don't care what it is. But it is interesting. Network marketing is kind of a fascinating phenomenon to look at in that there's nothing inherently wrong with the idea of network marketing.
Right.
But a lot of it comes off as shifty. A lot of it comes off as scammy or pyramid-y.
You just need to find three friends that can find three friends that can find three friends.
And then you'll be a diamond distributor, a multi-millionaire. You'll have boats and cars.
Here's the thing. I do agree with you guys. As far as the network marketing, is that, I don't like the false, hope that you're going to become wealthy. You know what? You are absolutely right about that. You're lucky if you get free products because They sell.
Well, there's no such thing as a free product.
A lot of money.
Well, if you sell enough of it, then you wind up getting commission to cover the cost of what you buy.
Sure, sure.
So, free product.
But like you said, Sarah, there's a lot of buy-in in order to get into a lot of these things where in order to even qualify to get some of the commissions, you have to buy a product yourself. So they want you to get a certain amount per month, every single month.
And then one of the things that Amway ran into problems with back in, what was it, the 90s, where they were telling people, well, you've signed up for this. You have to wind up buying X amount of points per month. Whether you can sell it to your neighbors or not, you've still got to buy this because you signed our contract. And then people were winding up with, like, garages full of stuff.
Product. Yeah, that's true. And those are still in place in a lot of network marketing companies. It's fairly common.
I saw a headline that there's some legging company where apparently a bunch of women have basically, the level you signed up for, you've got to keep buying these leggings.
They've got like
$20,000 worth of leggings that they can't sell to their friends.
That's ridiculous.
And, my friend, I think she's got six people buying jars from her, so it pays for her product. And that's a realistic reimbursement for your effort. But you're right, but they give you these false, exaggerated hope. And that's the bad part about it. You're right.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who fall for it. And it's understandable because network marketing has the pitch of, hey, you can set your own hours. Well, you don't like your job, your crappy job that you work at? I mean, a lot of people don't like their job. So this gives them the opportunity to get away from the job and set their own hours and, kind of have some more control over their life. But unfortunately, there's certain realities of, if, for instance, a certain area has enough distributors in it, there's kind of a market saturation point at which you reach to where you can't really, even if you were to find three people who could find three people, you're already in a marketplace that's saturated, so you're all fighting over the same size pie, basically. It just, there's some things about network marketing that do not work at all once you get to a certain level.
And most people don't have the skills to even do it. They don't have the sales skills.
It's sales, yeah.
Right.
It's
so, I mean, the idea, and there's not like there's training that goes along with it.
There is that.
Is there?
Yeah, they have a lot
of them.
Like tapes and seminars and things like that. Of course, they want you to pay for it.
Yeah.
So you pay for the training and so on and so forth. Anyway, that's a whole other conversation. We'd love to hear from you with your network marketing stories, or maybe it worked for you. But not tonight. You can call us another night because we're done for now. We'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com. Thanks, Sarah.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.